Chapter 21, Other Creative Ways to Make Money in This Business. Being a lender or broker is not the only way to make money in the hard money lending business. There are other ways to have others do the work and become a passive investor, as well as other ways to work with other lenders. In this section, I will show you some ways that you may not know to make money. Lending on your own wholesale deals. If you were a real estate wholesaler, one of the best sources you can use to get hard money loans is to loan on your own wholesale deals. Think about it. If you were buying a house for $50,000 and wholesaling it for $60,000, if you also make the hard money loan, then you will be earning an instant return on your $10,000 profit, as well as the interest and points. This will dramatically increase your profits on your wholesale deals. This also helps you to approve the property since you got the deal under contract. You have basically already approved the property. Big money on small amounts. There are different ways that you can take a small amount in a specific account, such as an IRA or HSA or ESA, etc., and make a lot of money in it. And in the next few sections, I will show you different ways you can do this. When doing any of these strategies, especially when using a tax advantage account, make sure you follow the strict rules and do not do a prohibited transaction. Partnering on a loan. This is a great little strategy you can use. Let's say you have an HSA and you need to build it up. Well, maybe you only have $5,000 in the account. Let's say you are making a $100,000 loan at 15% with 5 points. Why don't you partner with someone where they put up $95,000 of the money and your HSA puts up $5,000 of the money? They get the 15% return and you get the 5 points or $5,000. You have just doubled your HSA. Using wrap loans. Another strategy is to do a wrap loan with someone. Let's take the same scenario as before, $100,000 loan at 15% and 5 points. The partner puts up the $95,000 and they are going to get a 10% return, and then you lend $100,000 at 15% return. Now you are earning 5% on $95,000 and the difference between 10% and 15%. And you are also earning 15% on your $5,000. And that doesn't even include the points. You can split up the points any way you and the partner decide. If you are using a tax advantage account, such as a self-directed Roth IRA or HSA, when doing a wrap, I would suggest that you have your borrower make the payments in 2 checks. One to the partner who put up the majority of the money, and the other to your tax-advantaged custodial account. This will keep the payments separate and make it easier for you to forward the portion for your tax-advantage account to your custodian. Recruiting account executives. Did you know that you can recruit account executives, or AEs, to promote your hard money business? This is what traditional lenders and brokers do. You can hire someone on commission only and have them promote and advertise your business. You can have them attend the RIA meetings as a vendor and promote your hard money loan business. You can pay them a point or two for every loan that closes. This is a great way to have others working for you without having to pay them a salary. Be sure to check with your local employment laws before hiring people to work with you. In my opinion, you would be hiring them as an independent contractor and have them sign an independent contractor agreement stating that they are controlling their own hours and what they do to bring in business. Also, make sure to check with your state's laws to see if you need any kind of specific license to pay a fee to an AE for bringing you loans. Accepting loans from other brokers. We have mentioned this before briefly, but you can accept loans from other brokers even if you are not putting up the money yourself for the loan. This is a great way to get additional loans when you need to put some more money on the street earning interest, or you need to earn some fees by making more loans. On the following page is a broker referral document that you can use. Become an account executive. You could also become an account executive for another hard money lender if you wanted to, in order to get more experience before starting on your own in your hard money lending business. As was just mentioned, you could earn a point or two on the loans that you originate. This would be a great way to learn the business and build some contacts as well. Become a broker for multiple lenders or brokers. Another way you could get started providing hard money loan services is to find multiple lenders and send loans to them to fund. This is known in the traditional lending world as brokering loans. A traditional loan broker will have many different lenders that they represent and know their loan terms. Then, when they take an application that fits a particular lender, they will send the loan to that lender to fund the loan, and the broker will receive a commission of a point or two. You could do this as a hard money broker as well. You could simply contact other local hard money lenders or brokers and ask them if they work with other brokers that refer loans to them. Then ask them how they pay their brokers. Some will pay you some of the points that they charge the borrower, and some will allow you to add additional points over what they charge so you can get paid. In fact, our company, Carolina Hard Money, has brokers that sends loans to us from time to time. Even though we are brokers and use other people's funds to lend to our borrowers, we also work with other brokers who send borrowers to us. Be a passive investor. There are many people that have money but no time. Maybe this is you. Maybe you have a career that you love and it provides for your family, but you want to get a better return on your investment capital than the average investor. Or maybe you are tired of the ups and downs of the financial markets. Long ago, I decided that I would never put any of my money into anything that I couldn't control, and I have no control over the stock market. Well, the good news is there is an easier way. Many hard money lenders get their money from people like I have just described. You can become one of the private investors we previously talked about finding. If you do become a private investor working with other hard money brokers, just make sure you work with someone you know, like, and trust. You want to start small and look at all the documents and approve the borrower and property. Having gone through this course, you will know more than most private investors that lend their money through other hard money brokers. In fact, we not only have private investors that put up money for our customers' loans, but we also borrow money ourselves to fund some of our investment properties that we lease option to potential buyers or sell on land contracts. If you would like more information on how this works, just send me a personal email to passiveincome@larrygoins.com, and I will be glad to talk to you more about it.